Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. Now, Mix is over with, but Mix really isn't over with. There's still an awful lot of videos online you can take and watch if you didn't happen to go there. And to talk about one of those videos, we have Keiji Kanazawa. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Close enough. Okay. Now, you're the program manager for Windows Live Messenger.
That's
and
right.
And you did one session or more sessions?
I did one session. Then I want to talk about a couple other sessions my colleagues did at Mix.
And yeah. I assume your session was about Windows Live Messenger, right?
Yes. It's called the Windows Live Messenger Web Toolkit. It's a new set of client-side web tools that we released at Mix for letting websites add social messenger capabilities to enhance and enrich their site with interactive social interaction.
Yeah, now I'm familiar with Messenger. I mean, I use Messenger. I'm not a real big fan of IM, but I use Messenger for keeping track of people and stuff like that. And so I'm used to the client-side application I run. But now you're talking about this is a web tool that allows me to, I'm assuming, integrate Messenger functionality
That's
into
right.
my website?
So what you can do is the web toolkit is a set of all JavaScript and HTML tools. You can just take that, include it into your website code, and then add the Messenger capability to your site. So you can have users visit your website, sign into Messenger right from the website, talks directly to the Messenger cloud, you know, that also that desktop client talks to, and then you can talk with your friends on the site or, you know, wherever they are in Messenger.
So it's just kind of, you know, maintaining that Messenger presence throughout the web.
Exactly. So our goal is, you know, we want to you know, be wherever our Messenger users are so that they get more use out of Messenger, you know, as they go about their lives on the internet.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the key functionalities? So you got a contact list, so
yeah.
I'm assuming get my buddies and stuff
exactly,
like that.
Exactly. You can get your contact list, you can set your status, so in Messenger there's a thing called the personal status, which is kind of like your Twitter, you know, or your social network status. You can update that from your website. You can obviously also IM back and forth with people. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing that you can do is you can reach out, you know, to your Messenger contacts right from a website. And if you're looking at a Channel 9 video, you can say, hey, you know, my friend, you know, he might enjoy this video too. You can do that right from the website if you have the web toolkit on the website.
Does that friend need to have a relationship with the website too?
Or just No. Yeah, so there are two ways that you can go. Like, so if I'm looking at a video Channel 9, I'm thinking about my friend, you know, back at the office, and I'm saying, hey, he would probably like this video too, and then their Messenger friend, I can send that. The other thing you can do is you can actually promote a sense of community around your content on the site itself. So you don't actually have to be friends in order to talk, as long as you both have affiliated yourself with that site. But in the first example, they don't need to know, they don't even need to have ever come to Channel 9 in order to get that message.
So Messenger has about how many people logged into Messenger currently?
So there are over probably 30 to 40 million people signed into Messenger at any given point in time.
So if I've got a website of maybe, you know, 500 logged in users that I've got going on, and if I had the Messenger thing to it, suddenly now I have the potential of increasing my membership because my 500 members are going to let their buddies that
exactly.
are part of it, and so
exactly.
draw people
exactly.
into it.
Yeah, so that's the 30, 40 millions of people that are signed on at any given moment in time. The whole Messenger population is actually over 300 million, and there's a high, you know, correlation between website users and Messenger users, and so there's a good chance that somebody visiting your website, they're a Messenger user already, mm-hmm. and then they could be reaching out, like you said, to the friends that they have in Messenger, advertising your website to their friends.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a look at what it looks like here.
Yeah, sure. Love to. So here what I'm showing is a website called Pulse, or AdventureWorks Pulse. It's actually an ASP.NET sample application that we make freely available for download so that people can try out the Messenger Web Toolkit.
Of course, the title AdventureWorks and include me in it was a sample site.
Exactly. We tried to keep it subtle. Anyway, so this version of AdventureWorks Pulse is a photo sharing website with a community around it. So there are lots of different users. You can see their pictures and so on. And all of the personal social elements of the site are using the Messenger Web Toolkit. So at the bottom, what you see is something called what we call the Messenger Bar. It's a full Messenger client, web client that talks directly to the Messenger cloud, lets you see your contact list. So here are all my friends. Here are all the people that are my friends on AdventureWorks Pulse. So there's a concept of the friends that I have on that website. And then below here, I actually see all my regular Messenger friends too. So I can reach out to my friends and say, hey, you know, come check out this photo that I found on Pulse. And so I can do that. I can also send and receive IM. Let me pick out a friend here. As you can see, there's a little chat window here, and I can and send and receive messages. I can also go here.
So, in this example, it says is not on your contact list. Does that mean that's someone that's on the Pulse site?
Exactly. So again, this is the idea of building a community around your website, letting people engage with each other around the content or the service that you have on your website. Mm-hmm. And so that's great for the service because, you know, it lets people kind of meet through that website, promotes affinity for the website, you know, and lets people stay longer on the website. Mm-hmm. And then from the user's point of view, they get to meet more people, they get to add more friends on Messenger. So it's a win-win for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that entire bar across the bottom, that's what the Messenger Toolkit is adding to the site.
Exactly.
So the site developer didn't have to add that at all.
So basically all you need to do to add the Messenger Web Toolkit stuff is using markup. So you include a JavaScript file and the rest of it you include as tags like you have here called MSGR colon for Messenger, and then the display picture. So if you go back here, each of these display pictures is being displayed using one of these MSGR colon display picture tags. So mm-hmm. you don't need to do a lot of scripting. You just include tags like you're building up a web page. And this is all client-side. So it's not like ASP.NET where everything's being done on the server. This is all just client-side. So you just include our JavaScript, and we do all the work to put all the right things into your web page.
So we've actually had two things going on page. If we can go back to the website itself again.
Here. Yeah.
So and scroll down a bit.
Okay, yeah.
We've got two things going on here. One is the Live Messenger bar at the bottom.
Right, exactly.
Which is totally being rendered through the Live Messenger API stuff. So my site, I just basically included a JavaScript file and
exactly.
I'm done.
So that one's actually called MSGR colon bar. It's just one little tag and you've got that whole thing right there.
Then the display pictures, though. Now, this is something where I'm participating now as the website developer.
Exactly.
And I'm saying that I've got a bunch of users on my site, and many of these users have Messenger IDs associated to them. I'm just going to iterate through all of them and just put their display pictures. And so I've got to write the code that says, here's one of my users, and then tells Messenger, hey, Messenger, show the picture here.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You got it.
Yeah.
Right. And we've tried to make that process as simple as possible. So again, so these are just tags. So the CID is basically the user ID that you as a website need to keep track of in order to be able to show people's data. And so from our point of view, we don't give out the email address. You know, they don't need to use the email address in order to show the people's information. So we keep it very simple.
There was some sort of process then once my user signed into my site to say, oh, and by the way, I'm also a member of Messenger.
Yeah.
Let me sign into Messenger and then I get the CID.
Exactly. So there's a what we call the account linking or consent process where the user invites the website invites the user to add Messenger to the website using their Windows Live ID. Mm-hmm. Now the user doesn't have to have a Windows Live ID already in order to take advantage of these real-time interaction capabilities, but it makes it certainly much easier if you're already a Messenger user or a Windows Live user.
Mm-hmm. Now, so in your session, you showed people how to actually use this on their websites.
Yeah, exactly. So me and my colleague Steve Gordon, he actually went through how you take a website and actually walk through the Pulse website example code to show how you kind of build up, take a website, build it up so that you do that process of inviting the users to link their account to the site, and then showing how you add these tags to make the site more rich and more interactive.
Are there any actual sites using this already?
I'm glad you asked, because as it happens, while I was giving my talk at Mix, it was an hour talk, we found out through Twitter that somebody who was sitting in Germany, wasn't in the audience, who was in Germany, learned what was going on and added the Messenger web bar to his website. So he's a Windows Live enthusiast. His tag is MyNetX. And as you can see, he actually added the web bar to his site, so you can sign it to Messenger from his website. And he says, he did it basically during my Mix talk in that 60 minutes, looking up on the internet, he learned about the Web Toolkit and then looked up the documentation online and added it right there. So
it's all about making it easy, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So really excited. We hope lots and lots of sites will follow this example and add that Messenger rich social capability to their websites.
Okay, so for websites out there that are doing a lot of social networking sorts of things, things like Facebook and MySpace and stuff like this.
Yeah.
Is this the sort of thing that will augment those sorts of sites, or is this sort of thing that if my site is not doing that, I can add it to it and suddenly have benefit of being a Facebook-like of site?
We actually think it works for both both uses. For a site, whether it's a large, you know, super large social networking site like Facebook or MySpace, or even a smaller one, this adds that element again of letting a user reach out to their Messenger friends. So even if you are a large site, you still get a benefit in letting your visitors reach out to their existing Messenger friends who may not be, you know, users of your site already. In terms of the smaller sites, we actually, you know, make it really, you know, possible for you to amp up that social element because it's really easy to use, as you saw. You just include, you know, a few tags and you get going. And what it enables you to do is to have actually you kind of personalize the experience of your site using the user's Messenger information. So mm-hmm. one of the really cool things that we can do, and you kind of saw an example on the Pulse site, is when a visitor joins your website, you can offer them a personalized experience based on what they already use in Messenger, like their display name and their display picture. I mean, I'm sure you've gone to a site and you have to fill out information and pick a new name. Maybe it's already taken, you know, and then you have to upload your photo, remember where you put it. And so you don't have to do any of that stuff. With the Messenger Web Toolkit, you go to a website, you say, yeah, I want to, you know, join my Messenger account with this website, and we take care of the rest. We can show your existing name and picture. So you get that personalized experience, mm-hmm. you know, and from the website's point of view, makes it easier for a web, you know, somebody to join your site. And from your point of view, you know, it was a lot easier for you to join that site.
Now, both examples we used here were showing sites that had a sign-in model for them. What if I've got a site that doesn't have a sign-in? For example, let's say I'm some store site, or, you know, some, you know, online brochure type of site or something like that, and I don't want to have the membership model, but yes. I still want to make use of this. Can I add that anyway?
We didn't show the sign-in process, but it's very simple. So one of the controls that we have, and actually each of these things that we showed you, the tags, or we call them the controls, we actually have a sign-in control. So if you don't already have an account system, you can just use that sign-in system to have users sign into the site. And again, if you already have an account system, it's also really, really easy. All you have to do is to link the accounts and then keep track of the Windows Live account and from, you know, account ID along with whatever your account ID is.
There were several sessions at MIX about this, and we've only barely touched upon the capabilities, I'm sure. There's a lot more details. So what I'm going to do is, in the description of the show, I'll take and include links to those other shows so they can actually watch the entire sessions from MIX 09.
Yeah, great.
Well, thanks, Keji. That was a great talk with you and finding out about Live Messenger Toolkit.
Yeah, thanks, Robert.
So hopefully that gave you some insights of what the Live Messenger Toolkit can do for your site. Now, like I said, in the description for this episode, I'm going to include links to the sessions at MIX so you can watch the entire sessions and find out how you can add those to your website.